השפות שלי, בית ספר לאנגלית ושפות נוספות. I'm your host for today, אריאל. אני כאן with the one and only Josh.
Hello, אריאל.
How are you?
I'm the one and only. I am. I don't really know any other Joshes in this country.
And you're the only one. What I mean by the one and only is when it comes to teaching English, there's, I think you're probably the best Josh in the world. Okay, probably the best teacher.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so I'm saying you're the top-end, one of our top teachers here. It's a pleasure having you on the show.
I mean, it's a lot of pleasure being here.
תודה רבה שבאת. ותודה רבה לכם המאזינים, תודה לפידבק שאתם מפנים, לפרגון, הרבה מכם יוצרים איתי קשר, גם נרשמים אצלנו ללימודים, לקורסים, וכל הזמן, זה כיף לנו לראות את ההתקדמות והפרגון, ואנחנו כמובן מוצאים כל הזמן תוכן חדש, לשיר את הקהילה שלנו, ואז קודם כל אני רוצה להגיד לכם תודה רבה, מטעם הצוות שלנו, ואני מקווה שנמשיך ביחד לגדול, לצמוח וללמוד אנגלית, ולהצליח ולגשים. אמן. Alright, so היום יש לנו נושא מעניין. We're going to talk about the law of attraction. ואנחנו נדבר על manifestation. אם אנחנו נדבר על זה בעברית, we're talking about כוח המשיכה, law of attraction, לא כוח המשיכה של האדמה, אבל דברים...
לא באופן פיזי.
לא באופן פיזי, דברים שאנחנו מושכים עם המחשבות שלנו.
In a way kind of physical though, I think. We'll get into it.
It gets physical.
Yeah, it gets physical.
Okay, בוא נדבר שנייה על manifestation. Do you know how we say manifestation in Hebrew?
So as a teacher, I would actually try to say manifestatia.
manifestatia. Okay, so manifestation is one of those words which is not so easy, אבל זה כאילו תופעה או גילוי. יותר אפשר להגיד גילוי, לא תופעה. תופעה זה פנומנן. אז הנה אומרים כאילו גילוי.
We can also be a canon also.
Like a revelation.
Yeah, a revelation more so. So revelation is more so when you understand something. A gilui is like when you, a revelation is you, when you're going through an experience and all of a sudden you understand something deeper about what's happening in that experience or in another experience.
Okay, right? Fair enough. דבר בתוך חוויה, אתה מגלה פתאום, בתוך חוויה, אתה מבין משהו תוך כדי חוויה.
And I think a manifestation is more so when you focus on something. I honestly am not really that sure. Maybe focus on something and you put your mind and your energy towards that
and make it happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And so in the physical, it would be
the physical world
working towards it. But there's, I think, a little bit more to this.
Okay. עכשיו, you know that יהדות בעצם מאוד מתקשר לזה, כי ביהדות, in Judaism, they have a saying which says, סוף מעשה במחשבה תחילה. Okay, that means in English, the end of a deed, when something actually happens, the end of a deed started with a thought.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if we see any sort of action, whether it be good or bad, whether you want to create a startup, start in your brain, and then physically happen, people have a job, work, learn, whatever. If it was in terms of someone murdered someone, it started off with a thought, okay, I want to kill that guy, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
The deed start off. So that would be the first step, I would say, of manifestation. Okay, you think and you actually go out with a plan, but manifestation goes a little bit deeper. And for the best, you know, a little bit deeper into manifestation.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation where you've manifested something good or bad, thought about something,
definitely many times. I'm trying to think of what are appropriate for podcasts, but definitely, you know, there have been moments in my life. Oftentimes, I feel like we're in a simulation. Not so much it's manifestation, it's manifesting it, but many things have happened where I wanted something specific or something that had, you know, traits or was similar to something else, right? And then you see that reoccur in your life, right? You know, the first time you're in awe by something, you think that's the one time you'll ever see it or experience something, right? And then you want that again, and you know, it's not so much like you work hard for it, but it's something that you kind of think about. And then, you know, voila, lo and behold, you end up having an experience similar or something that reminds you or is even better. So in that sense, I feel like it's not a simulation, but I see things in other things that I'm
experiencing. You know, there's a lot of things that is, you're right. It could be a simulation and it could be that your mind is the box.
Yeah.
You know, for your mind is a program. Your mind is the code. אז אנחנו היום נדבר על כמה כלים פרקטיים, אוקיי, שגם אני מאוד מאמין בדברים האלה, כי היו כמה מקרים בחיים שלי שהצלחתי ליצור גם דברים טובים וגם דברים לא רעים שמשכתי אליי. I'll tell you a little bit about it in English, because this is what our students want to hear. I'm basically read a book about a certain topic, specific topic that interests me, and that topic dealt with an issue, which was a very difficult situation in life, which wasn't related to me at that stage.
What was the situation?
I can't talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I would talk about it, but I don't want to release this out in public.
It's personal.
Gotcha. Okay, but it was ביחס אליי, הנושא היה שמיים וארץ. I was thinking this could never happen to me, but I want to see how people would manage in that situation. It seems to be pretty scary. How would people react to being in that situation?
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I read the book, I read another book. 2 years later, I'm in that situation. Okay.
Yeah.
And I managed to pass through it, but I read a specific topic and I actually manifested it into happening. Somehow my brain got into the thinking of, okay, this could be a possibility. And it happened. And this was on the negative side. Now, on the positive side, I have many times really wanted something and saying, this is going to happen. I know this is going to happen. This is going to come out. This is what I'm going to see. And this is the result of my action. And it's happened. And yeah, many, many things that I've done in life, I've really thought, okay, this is, I'm going to do X and it's going to be Y. And I did X and it was Y.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I believe now, you know, that is the purpose of manifestation.
Yeah.
להביא דברים לחיים שלכם, אתם בעצם יש לכם את הכוח, רק עם המחשבה, עם שוח אליכם דברים. עכשיו אני נפרג את זה טיפה יותר לעומק, כי this sounds like wishy-washy, נשמע כאילו משהו רוחני, או משהו שלא כל אנשים אומרים טוב, ויאללה, נשמע יפה. אבל פרקטית, בן אדם רוצה לעשות יותר כסף, הוא יושב בסלון, אומר לעצמו, אני רוצה להיות עשיר. And meanwhile, he's dirt poor, he's got debts to pay, and he can't make it, and there's no situation in life that can help him make it, and the negative thoughts begin to creep in. אבל אני נהג אוטובוס, איך אני עשיר?
We're accepting the situation.
Yeah, I mean, okay, אני נהג אוטובוס, איך אני עשיר? כאילו, אני כל יום קם בבוקר, יש לי משכורת, יש לי זה, זה, זה. עכשיו, מה קורה בדרך כלל? How our brain works is that we normally think a thought. It can be a wonderful thought, like, I want to drive a Mercedes-Benz. I want to drive a Porsche. But I'm a bus driver, and I have my salary, and I'm my, this is very far related for me. So immediately when you have that want, when the bus driver sees it, immediately that's followed up by the barriers of getting to that, his objective. Okay, הוא רוצה מטרה מסוימת, הוא רואה משהו שהוא מאוד רוצה, זה מאוד יקר, it's over what he can afford. And immediately his brain will put in the barriers of, you know, you can't reach that because you have barriers. So how do we practically make sure that the bus driver goes to the Porsche?
Well, I would imagine there are a few different like ways or practices of approaching something, mm-hmm. I would imagine. I'm not sure.
Okay. So this is, I'm going to share you a couple of tips, okay, that I implement.
Okay.
And these tips work. They work for me pretty well, and they worked for a lot of people. I didn't make this up, but it's a good technique and it works. What I'd like to do is you begin to train your mind and you train it for like 20 seconds in the beginning, just 20 seconds of the thought. 20 seconds, put yourself in a במחשבה של, okay, אני נהג אוטובוס, אבל יש לי פתאום פורש. I think about the Porsche, and 20 seconds, focus on המוח שלך ב-100%.
Like, so as a bus driver, like you actually like imagine, so you're driving your bus and you see all of a sudden, like in you're driving, hopefully you're not daydreaming, so you're focusing on the road, right?
Well, you'd hardly be sitting in the lounge.
But like for the practical sake, right? Like imagine that you're doing the thing, or imagine that you will have it.
Imagine that you have it.
That you already have it.
You have it, or that you're driving it. But more importantly, you gotta go. I'm gonna go speak about the second phase soon. Okay, but there's a second phase to it. First, think about that situation deeply, 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 and try to focus it for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm just positive. Leave the negative out. Just positive. Okay, I've got the Porsche, and I'll be able to get the Porsche, and say yourself, okay, it's going to come to me. I deserve it. Blah, blah, positive reinforcement. I guess I'm not. The second phase is that if you can hold it out, they're saying, if you can hold that thought for 70 seconds, 70, that's scientific, they're saying you're already on the vibrational zone, meaning that you're already, it becomes more of a reality. Okay, if you can hold that thought for 70 seconds. 70 שניות, זה הכל, the same timer, I feel.
Like to fixate on something, but that sounds...
Fixate something, but only positive. Now, but there's more than just fixating. יש עוד שלב חוץ מי, מה זה fixating? Fixating זה, איך אומרים זה בעברית? להתרכז במשהו בצורה...
להתרכז באופן אובססיבי.
או באופן אובססיבי על משהו. אבל יש עוד חלק פה, שהוא אנשים לא עושים אותו. Is that... אתה דיברת איתי לפני שהתחלנו את הפודקאסט על איזה חלום שלך, ודברים כאלה, והוא חשוב. אני אומר לך שזה מפחיד, כי זה יכול להיות ההפך לא מפחיד. זה יכול להיות manifestation, אתה יודע למה?
למה?
כי manifestation בעצם זה how you feel. אוקיי, אם אתה יכול להרגיש, איך אתה מרגיש באותו רגע, תשים את עצמך בפורש, ותחשוב שנייה, אוקיי, איך אני מרגיש? אני נוהג, אני בעל הרכב הזה, איך אני עכשיו נוהג? נסגתי חלום שלי. איך אני, לא רק אני רוצה, אני רוצה, אני רוצה, אבל איך זה מרגיש? אוקיי, so when you reach that level of, אוקיי, אני יכול להרגיש ככה, אני מרגיש ככה, I can feel that way, I'm, you know, this is, I'm not only envisioning it, but I'm feeling it now.
Yeah.
Then you can go for a minute and a half, it takes a lot of practice, because ברור שהמחשבות עוד פעם יצאו צווי, זה שמה, אין מצב. אין מצב, אבי, זה לא יקרה בחיים.
Yeah, I know, but so it's interesting, like, I think that there's, this is, a bigger discussion about what I like to call the placebo effect.
Okay.
Right. So in my opinion, right, I do believe, for instance, going back to what I've experienced in my life, things that I suppose you could say is manifestation, or it could just be chance. It could be many things.
Okay.
But I think that this is all relative to, you know, finding happiness and accomplishment in life within the confines, באופן מוגבל or בתוך המסגרת או הגדר, of life and the things that happen in life that we don't have control over. Because because I've been through some things in my life where, like, you know, it was things that I never thought of, I never saw coming, that really changed my life. And I don't think I actively manifested it, right? It's not something that I looked forward to, and it happened, and it changed the way I was able to
live. Your path completely.
Yeah, it changed the path. So the thing is I think that this is, it's something that we should all strive for, but there, in my opinion, I live my life with a little bit of stoicism or acceptance of the things that I can't change.
Okay. This is one of the tips here that I wanted to discuss also. יש ספר ממש ממש מדהים שרשם אותו Esther and Jerry Hicks. Okay. But this is from the teaching of סופר שקוראים לו Abraham Hicks. He's like a spiritual guide. הוא מדבר על laws of attraction, כוח המשיכה. וקוראים הספר שלו קוראים לו Ask and It Is Given. זה ספר שאתם יכולים לקנות אותו באמזון, יכולים לקרוא אותו אונליין. יש שם כמה טיפים מאוד מאוד מעניינים וכמה דברים פרקטיים שהוא מדבר על כוח המשיכה, איך להפקס על המחשבה. ואחד מהנושאים המדהימים פה שהוא מדבר עליהם זה בעצם להגיד תודה. אוקיי, תודה, gratitude. Okay, it's very, very important because the moment you begin to feel yourself in that positive vibe or that positive vision yourself, הרבה אנשים רוצים, לדוגמה, בן ובת זוג טוב, רוצים להתחתן, רוצים חבר או חברה טובים שאוהבים אותם. People look for love. People look for a happy relationship. אנשים בחיים רוצים, אם זה משהו שהוא גם שייך לרכוש, משהו שייך לקריירה. אז כל מיני דברים כאלה, אז בוא נגיד שאתה כבר דמיינת את עצמך בתוך המצב הזה, אתה מרגיש אותו, אז פתאום כן יש לך את הבעל או האישה שאתה חלמת עליו, תמיד יש לך את הקריירה שחלמת עליו, that you dreamed of, or you have the success, or the achievement that you dreamed of.
Yeah.
Immediately your next feeling would be gratitude, saying, okay, thank you, like thank you to the universe, thank you to Kun, or thank you to God, whatever belief system you have built in, which is very, very important. So that is, I think, one of the fundamentals of, let's say, your own mind control.
It's hard. It's really hard to do, though.
It is. It's very hard. It's almost impossible to do. That's why I suggest.
It's something to aim for.
You know what? I did it today. I actually did this morning. I had like a difficult week. Where I have like a lot of objectives that I'm doing, and all of a sudden I'm like seeing barriers, 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 and
everything is like
coming to a stop. It's put, not to stop, but it's put me down. Like I feel like I'm actually down, saying, no, well, I've got a barrier here, got another barrier here, another barrier here. So my main objective is saying to myself, okay, I need to stay positive, no matter the obstacle. Okay, now how can I do that? Okay, let's say you're sitting there thinking, oh no. This has gone wrong. That's gone wrong. I'm facing obstacles. What can I do? So I've got to physically control my mind, sit down, think positive, break it down into segments, broke it down to 20 seconds, broke it down to 60 seconds, 80 seconds. I managed to hold it out for a minute and a half. I was on a vibration. I felt like, honestly.
No, really?
I felt like for a moment.
You felt like you were on a different level.
I felt like I'm much better. I don't have a different level, but I felt like much better. I felt like, you know what? I'm going to go out. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it on the right side. And tell you the truth, I had a very productive, much, much better day today.
That's awesome.
Okay, so I'm one step there, right? One step. Okay, I still got a long way to manifest.
Yeah.
But you'll hear about many, many stories about people who look back. You'll hear it on different podcasts, on YouTube, on TikTok. תתחיל לכתוב מניפסטיישן, תתראו מיליון סיפורים.
מניפסטיישן.
מיליון סיפורים על אנשים, שהם יגיד לך, oh, לפני שנה, I was like homeless on the street, and I manifested, and now I'm a top guru, and I am a top guru now. So you'll hear like many stories. I got some of them, most of them are false, but there's a few of them that are real and are very, very exciting to see.
Actually, so this is something kind of interesting. And I've always been kind of not the person to want to brag about like doing what, like good things or mitzvot.
Okay.
Right. But like, I mean, I feel like this is an example, right? So the other day I got off the bus and there was this lady, the city that I live in, has a lot of what you would call like drug addicts or narcomanim. And she looked like she was like suffering. And it was the morning. And I said, like, and I asked in Hebrew, if she, did you eat breakfast today? And she just started to like cry. Like she, I was like, let's go get something. And I bought her a sandwich and like a coffee. I just said like, go have it. Right. And in a way I feel like, you know, this person was, I don't know, on the edge of something, but I feel like she may have manifested that in a sense. Like she was probably hoping so badly for it to happen. And like, I happened to walk by and saw that, right? Like now that's not me manifesting anything. That's me just
being you.
I'm not trying to be braggadocious. I'm just giving it as an example. So I think sometimes we manifest things and the things that we manifest actually someone else just being in the right place at the right time.
And reaching out.
Reaching out, yeah. So it's all, and that some people call coincidence maybe too. No, you don't think so?
I absolutely.
Okay.
You know,
so she manifested me getting off the bus at that time to buy her breakfast then.
Something drew you together that moment. It could have been her manifestation. Could have been.
I just saw.
Could have been the simulation. Could have been God. I don't know what it is.
She was so frail and skinny. Okay. Like I just like, wow, this person, like, how is this person alive? And there were so many people around too. It's like you see so many people walking, going around their day. Going about their day, so.
Yeah, that's a nice story. I know that you know that Josh Lo Yefenefesh, who Piment Ben Amtop, so I can relate to your story.
Yeah.
But it's nice. It's a nice deed. You know, that can really change a person's life around. That would be a story of that person probably in 12 months is completely in a different place, maybe because of your sandwich.
I'm not sure, but
you never know. It's happened before.
But in the short term, there was like a short term manifestation, right? Like I think personally, you were going before, I think while I was listening to what you had to say, I think my issue is I manifest and focus on a lot of the short term things.
Okay.
Right? Like getting bills paid, having things organized, things that like, you know, many people don't struggle with. And okay. I realized like having this conversation, you know, manifest bigger.
Manifest bigger, better, dream, yeah. Think, put yourself out there. Don't be afraid. I mean,
I don't want a Porsche though.
No, it doesn't matter. But if like, I don't want a Porsche either, but let's say if you have I just gave it as a like physical example, yeah. Of like very, very shitri dugma. Okay. It's probably bad dugma.
Yeah.
But people normally try to strive for like having a happy family, having nice children, having an income or career that you enjoy. You know, and unfortunately we live in a world where people also chase a lot of physical stuff.
Yeah.
So if you do have any physical objective, it is doable. Now, anything's doable. That's the truth. And life is so dynamic, can come out of nowhere and everything can change 360. I mean, if you've made it, it's also dynamic.
Yeah.
Okay. What is important, what I want to like, the reason why I think this podcast came חשוב לכם, that you guys are here to learn English, ולשמוע קצת טיבי ג'וש מדברים אנגלית, ושילוב עברית, וכל מיני דברים כאלה, and learning a couple new words, is also that you guys have an objective. Your objective is to learn English. So can you manifest yourself a positive learning experience or a negative?
I've seen students manifest it before, actually. So it's actually funny, but now that you ask, yeah, absolutely. I've, you know, the first lesson if someone just signs up right away. Okay. Sometimes you have skeptics, right? People that seem to be manifesting or have this opinion that school doesn't work, schooling, learning doesn't work, or that, you know, following a program, when people hear the word program, sometimes they shudder because they think about school and stuff, that it's just not going to work for them, right?
Okay.
And it's kind of like a nut to crack. And most of the time I actually get that done on the first lesson where I kind of just explain the psychology of how the student, that I understand what the student feels, which is basically that you have so much to you, but you, when you, the inability to express it, it makes you feel like you're less a person.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but like you're less smart. Like you're just like less, NPC, you know what the NPC is, like your computer. Like there's nothing that you can really share.
Okay.
Right? And if the student can understand that that's just a perception, that you're not an NPC, that, you know, not being able to worry about the vocabulary, big words, but being able to explain the concept, to define the concept. If you don't know the word for it, if you can talk about it and what it is in English, eventually you'll be able to understand and discuss it more. It will become a concept that sticks with you.
Right.
Right? That's okay. Why I give to some of my students, instead of Hebrew translations, just an English explanation.
Okay.
Right? So absolutely. Yeah. And then obviously sticking with the program. I mean, for me, you know, when I first started off, getting students to succeed was something that I really worked towards, right? Okay. It was something that, like, I thought about, and in a way I manifested it, to be honest, you know. It did come with a lot of work, but, you know, there's a point where I think you start from a job to, like, a career and then to a passion, right? And when things come to a career, you manifest it a little bit more. And then once it's passion, you know, you're not even actively thinking about it. It's just something you do, right? So,
and you can bring it into reality.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. You know, I really don't want to brag. I'm sure it comes off as braggadocious or Michu Shoabla Schweitz, but recently I got a message from one of my former students. I haven't heard from her in a while. And we were working on a big project for an application to an art school in France, actually.
Okay.
And she got in, and she got it was actually like, I think a $10,000 scholarship or something. It's amazing. I'm super proud of her. And that was something that I really, really wanted for her, right? She wanted it for herself too. But when I took her on as a student, I said, this is like going to be a project of mine that we're going to work on. And I'm very happy that it happened.
And dude, זה סיפור מאוד מרגש. זה אומר ש, you know, go for your dreams. הכל אפשרי. We can target and reach anything we want. And especially when there's two sides that are manifesting the same goal, like you and your student, you reach the objective. The simple moment you face, I mean, you can approach anything in life with, okay, אני רואה את המחסומים, or I can approach it as saying, okay, המחסומים אני מתפקס רק במה שאני עושה, ורק בחיובי. ברגע שאני מתפקס בזה רק בחיובי, my brain, I'm going to be more receptive, לקבל את מה שהיקום יכול להביא לי. So, זה דבר, שפה, definitely is a way of, I can feel it as well when I speak foreign languages. If I feel I'm on top of it, I'm coming into positive, I'm on top of it.
Yeah.
If I'm all of a sudden focusing on the barriers, I get stuck, I get nervous, I get unconfident. Josh, you got to help your students manifest.
I think
your first step is, okay, number one is think positive. Number two is we're going to focus your mind down into minutes, 2-minute sessions, 3-minute sessions, segments where you're going to believe that you can actually speak the language well. That was beautiful. All right. So we didn't get too much into the book. There's a couple of things here in the book which are amazing, a couple of concepts.
I had a few I kind of wanted to talk about.
All right, go for it.
I thought of something that kind of was interesting to me, which was rampage of appreciation. That's what it's called.
Okay.
So basically, what is a rampage? A rampage is like to go crazy with something, but appreciation is la reach tavarin, right? So, you know, my cats, there are things in my life that are very positive. And instead of, you know, sometimes, for instance, things that we take things for granted, right? We don't, right? And when we do that, we kind of forget the value of it. We forget about how important it is, and it actually stops making us happy. But when we take a moment to just enjoy the things that we like, that we're proud of, that we're happy about, we kind of actually build upon that, right? The easiest example for me would be music, right? Whenever, you know, I'm not really a musician, but whenever I want to make a song or write something, you know, sometimes you have thoughts of like, what's the point? You know, it's just like for yourself. And I write music only for myself, right? Why even do that, right? But then you start playing and you realize, wow, that's a chord progression that I thought of and it's unique and I feel something with this, so I'm going to make it, right? I'm going to make a song.
Oh, that's
you're not really caring so much about the bigger the outcome of having the song, which, and by that mean of having fans or people listen to it, right? You're just writing it because you're enjoying the process.
Wow.
So that
so it has been the moment of actually of the creations.
Yeah. And when you appreciate something a lot, you can flow into it too, right?
Yeah, and your vortex can shift in a way. You get it going. Okay, and then you can draw thoughts, ideas. And then all of a sudden, the lyrics come to you, the beat comes to you, the notes come to you.
Melody, yeah.
The melody, and then you're off singing one of the greatest hits of all time.
To me. That's the most important thing, right? Who cares what other people think?
To me. Yeah. That's a nice message. All right. I think we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Josh, it was a pleasure having you on.
It was a pleasure being here. Let's do this again.
We will. I hope you... אני מאחל לכולכם, גם לג'וש, גם לי. שאנחנו היום נמצאים במדינה בכל מיני מצבים מפחידים, we bring it up all the time, but manifest good things, positive things, manifest growth, success, and building yourself up. And what is out of our control is out of our control. What is in our control, we'll look at it positively and do our best and keep growing. So thank you for listening. תודה רבה שהזנתם לנו כאן היום. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to see you, and we'll see you guys again next week.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.